Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live, everyone. We're keeping close tabs on shares of Meta Platforms, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. And taking a look at those shares, they are down by 20% in after-hours trading on their most recent earnings report just released after the market closed. And for more on this, we want to bring in Angelo Zeno, who's going to help us break this down. Angelo is the CFRA Research Equity Analyst, Senior Research Equity Analyst. Thanks for joining us here on the day, Angelo. First and foremost, want to get what stands out to you from this report's modest move higher on the percentage increase for monthly active users and daily active users. But what is the street latching onto?
Yeah, I mean, listen, as far as the quarter is concerned, right, and as far as monthly active users, I mean, it was definitely and daily active users, it was a little bit lighter than we had anticipated, but not egregious in nature. And, I think overall, as far as the quarter was concerned, Q4, that is, in terms of the revenue side of things, I think all of that is perfectly fine. I think that the bigger issue, of course, and the complete surprise in why the stock is down all has to do with what's going on in terms of the guidance.
And speaking of that guidance, Angelo, I'm taking a look at Facebook Meta's earnings statement here, and it said that it expects growth to be negatively impacted by three main factors. The first of those being Apple's iOS changes, the second being macroeconomic challenges for its advertisers like cost inflation and supply chain disruptions, and the third being currency exchange rates. Now, is it possible to break out which of these is actually causing the most concern here for Facebook in this current quarter guidance?
Yeah. Listen, I think as far as what the biggest impact is here, listen, we just had Alphabet report, right? And for the most part, in terms of what the results were, in terms of what the guidance was, listen, the ad spend environment, at least for Alphabet, looks like it's pretty good. So as far as kind of, what's causing the light results in the guidance here, clearly there's a shift in terms of the ad spend dollars. And it looks like it's shifting away to an extent from Meta, and it's shifting more so into an Alphabet. Now, does that have more to do with the iOS changes? I'm sure that has a lot to do with it as well. May also have to do with the slowing kind of environment that you're seeing from Meta overall in terms of their active user base, maybe engagement levels not up to par of where it should be. So I think there's a host of factors, but ultimately, I don't think it's as much as the macro factors out there, or at least I don't think that's what's spooking investors out there in terms of this name at the moment. I think it has everything to do with the Apple changes as well as what's happening specifically to Meta at this time.
How much is driven by the investments, the strategic, if you will, expenses that they're going to see in this near term as they try to get to the point where even 80% of their advertising or their revenue is coming in from advertising? As of right now, it's $32.6 billion out of the $33.6 billion that we saw in the most recent quarter, as compared to Google's roughly 81% of their revenue coming in for advertising. And so if they want to compete on perhaps that family of different products beyond just the family of apps that they do have, what is that going to look like on an expense front and on the capital expenditure front?
Yeah, listen, I think when you kind of look at the guidance here for 2022, and they provided us a sneak peek back in, after the Q3 results. And listen, in terms of the CapEx side of things, we're looking at potentially about $30 billion in CapEx spend, which would essentially be a 50% plus increase in CapEx year over year. You're talking about an OpEx environment out there where OpEx is going up 30% or so on a year-over-year basis. So they're spending significantly while the top line is decelerating significantly, right? Usually what that translates to is potentially negative earnings growth, at least from the prior year. So, again, it's going to be a very expensive kind of transition that the company is looking to embark on in terms of looking to cater to maybe a younger universe out there in terms of individuals, as well as kind of getting this kind of whole metaverse concept out there. So it's going to take time. It's going to be extremely expensive. It's going to be a multi-year process. And again, you can kind of see how investors are taking it right now.
Well, and speaking of how investors are taking it, at almost a 23% drop in the after-hours session, we should note that this is currently the worst post-earnings drop ever that we've seen for Meta Facebook. But how much, Angelo, do you think that competition from the likes of TikTok and other social media platforms like Snap are playing into these results on the user side?
Yep. So listen, I think the competitive landscape has definitely gotten a lot more fierce, especially over the last year. And again, you've got a much older kind of Facebook install base out there. And now you're talking about them having to compete with all these other players out there. So definitely problematic for them. I think there's a lot of issues there that they're going to have to work with. Again, it's going to be a hefty process. It's going to be extremely expensive for them to kind of navigate through this. And listen, what investors hate more so than anything is to have to wait for kind of those returns to pay off. And at this point in time, you're potentially kind of looking at more of a 2024, 2025 environment where they kind of need to get where they need to.
Does anything about this earnings report change your price targets, your own expectations for how Facebook will do in the near future?
Yeah, so listen, as far as our expectations kind of going at least into this report, I mean, our view was they could kind of sustain a mid-teens top-line growth pace in 2022. That's clearly looks like it's not going to happen, at least in the first half of the year. So the estimates are going to likely have to get ratcheted down in terms of where the street expectations are at the moment. So as far as that's concerned, listen, that's going to have an impact on how we view the stock. We currently do have a hold recommendation on the name relative to a strong buy in terms of Alphabet. We continue to tell investors that's really the way you want to play, the ad space right now. And clearly, based on these results, we're kind of happy about that. So, listen, I think, does it change our perception of the name? Yes. I mean, we're definitely a lot less optimistic that they're going to be able to kind of keep some of those targets that we had anticipated over the next 2 years.